You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Welcome to Pirate Radio Podcast. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ali.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, wearing a hat.
Yes, he's wearing a hat for those at home. He's actually wearing a hat.
Just imagine the best hat and I'm wearing it.
And I'm not wearing a hat, so don't imagine a hat on me.
Okay. As you can tell from our very casual... this is, I didn't finish that sentence. Casual talk?
Casual chat?
Yeah, chat. This is Radio Radar, so...
Correct.
Yeah, we're just...
A loosey-goosey format program.
Loosey-goosey.
For talking about whatever really we want in music.
Yeah, right, sure. Kind of. And hats, also.
And hats, occasionally.
Okay, all right, well...
What have we got today? What's on the agenda musically?
Okay, well, I might start.
Sure.
I've got the news story that took my eye a little bit when I just had a quick look.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kanye West has announced his first ever opera. He's going to make an opera.
What?
And it's going to be called Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay, so it continues along this biblical path.
Yeah, because after the Babylonian king that appears on the Nick Knight designed event invitation. What? I don't know.
I just can't imagine Kanye West rapping over opera. Okay. I'm like really trying to get it. Like, yo, Sumeria kept burnt, Babylon tower, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. He could do it well.
Yeah, he might actually. Like, I'm curious. It's an interesting genre-bending thing to do.
Yeah. That's an interesting take.
So is that all he said? Like, is this meant to like come with his 2024 presidential campaign?
No, but like he's like put out a... Oh, looks like the invite is wait, just look at this invite.
Sure. That's an invite. Wow. Yeah. He's going for that gold. Yeah, that's... Actually could be like a piece of little gold that he's...
A Kanye West opera, it says on the top.
Wow. So it's not even... Wow. Okay, so it's actually like a show he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good on him. Whatever. Like, good on you, Kanye. If that's what you want to do, if you're branching out like that.
Like, that title, like, oh my god.
Nebuchadnezzar. And then with that, like, old, like, Babylonian, like,
yeah,
you know, what is it called? What are those things called? Like, those etchings?
I don't know. On rock. Put them in rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One anyway, well, I'll probably put a link to that image so you can have a look.
Looking forward to that.
I wonder what's going to come from that.
I don't know. The thing is, it keeps Kanye-ing on. That invite might keep being pushed back. If it's Kanye West, we know that it might, you know, not actually have a deadline.
Who knows?
We'll see.
This was announced like the last month, actually.
Okay.
I just realized that it's not exactly new, but it's interesting. It's already news.
It's news.
Yeah.
I've got. I went to the Temper Trap last night to go see them in Sydney at Enmore Theatre.
Sweet.
Remember that song?
Disposition.
And then there's like other, obviously there's other songs that they've got that like, you know, I remember at least from different albums.
I only remember because I quite like their first album. Well, at least I liked a few songs on it.
Yeah.
And I remember
was that Conditions, right? That was their first album?
Yeah, the one with the little kid on the front.
This was their 10th anniversary for that album. So they actually played the album from top to tail.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nice. Like, they just played the entire thing as it is. And then they played, for their encore, they came back and played the B-sides and, like, something from the EP, which they never recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Or never released, I should say. So that was nice. It was, like, a really, like, it was meant for the fans. I'm not, like, super into Temper Trap or anything, but it was, you know, I still got into it. My sister was really into it. She's the one who told me.
Yeah, you go see a live band if they play well, you know.
Yeah, and they did play well.
It's easier to get into.
They definitely played well, and they're obviously, like, at the Enmore Theatre as well, so it was kind of, like, a really nice vibe and all that sort of jazz. But the thing that really stood out to me was the support act they had, which is this little band from Newtown called The Lazy Eyes.
And The Lazy Eyes.
The Lazy Eyes, yeah. And these guys rocked. They were amazing. They were like something akin to like King Gizzard. They kind of had like the Pond, Tame Impala, like old Tame Impala, like kind of cream inspired stuff.
Okay.
And I actually have a little clip I was going to play from one of their riffs.
A clip on Radio Radar.
I do indeed. All right, here we go. This is The Lazy Eyes. I don't know what the song is, but look them up on Facebook, though. I think they've got a Facebook page.
You don't know what the song is? Can you look that up?
I know. You know when you're in a live act and like they're talking to the mic and you're just trying to run around? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, what are you saying?
Everyone's clapping. I'm going to clap too. Yeah, yeah,
but yeah, here's a clip from The Lazy Eyes last night at the Temper Trap.
See, you're like, oh, I'm going on the Temper Trap, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm keen, but you know, I'm not really in that band. And then I could just see you being like, dude, wait a second.
Seriously.
Your honestly, eyes opening within, up.
Within
for
the
that.
First song that they had, yeah. Both me and my sister were like, who is this?
What?
They are so good. And they were like so humble. They were like, they're kids too. Like, look at them. I'm on their Facebook page.
What the
fuck? They're just little kids. Like,
you let them out of school.
They were like, we're so excited to be at the Enmore. We used to go to school there.
Why do they sound American?
I don't know. That was my like my younger voice, I suppose. It goes American. But yeah, no, they're great. I actually, it's funny as well. They were like, please go get our shirts. Like, we've got shirts here, like a box of them. We've only sold 10 so far. So who'll be lucky number 11? And me and my sister looked at them and were like, do you want to go get a shirt? Like, if these guys blow up, then we'll have the 11th shirt.
Did you get the shirt?
I went and asked, and they're like, oh, it's $40 a shirt. And I was like, okay.
That's why.
That's why. No one's going to buy your shirts for $40, dudes. Yeah. But yeah, no, they're good. So I highly recommend The Lazy Eyes, and I hope they do succeed in it.
Okay, so hopefully I can find what that song is actually called.
Yeah.
But anyway, very nice. I mean, I've got another old piece of news. I was just looking through like all the articles to see if anything interested me.
What's
in it.
What do you got?
And I went back 19 days, apparently. The Paul McCartney is going to be a headliner at Glastonbury in 2020.
Good old Paul.
The big old.
I'm still cool. I'm still hip.
Hey, sorry. He keeps trying new things. You can't say he's not trying.
Kanye West collab is coming, boys and girls.
he collabs with a lot of
he
people.
Does, yeah.
But anyway, he's still moving about and doing things, and I'm sure it'll be interesting when he goes on.
I haven't really heard a lot of his stuff solo. Like, you know, in the last 10 years.
But I mean, I'm sure he doesn't get away without doing some of the songs that people recognize.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? Like, he's surely got to.
As much as he's, you know, probably a rich man, he's not free
baby
in that
you're
way.
A rich man, baby. No, but he's also like kind of losing his voice too.
That happens, but yeah. But that can give a different side to songs.
True, you can get like that raspy kind of
like with Robert Plant with the Zeppelin. I kind of find it interesting him singing now because it's very different to when he was young. Obviously, he doesn't have that sort of power anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But it gives a certain like before there was way more like gusto to the song. Now it's kind of like fragile in a way, and it's interesting in a different way.
Well, it makes sense.
I don't mind it. Yeah. But you know, yeah, it depends on the song.
Everyone's sort of aging, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, so it's kind of nice to sort of get that.
But yeah, I mean, it's a huge, what's it called? Festival. So.
Glasto, yeah.
Glastar, is that what they call it?
Glastar, yeah. Well, I mean, I just called it that. So,
if not. Let's get on it.
Let's get on it. Hashtag. Guys, buy the Glasto shirts from our website at www.pirateradiopod.com.
Hard to get to Glasto because we live on the other side of the world.
I kind of wish we could go to Glasto there. Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, well, nice and muddy apparently a lot of the time. Yeah. That old Woodstock
vibe. Woodstock vibe, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's in a farm.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's more just where Glastonbury's held now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's also like. There's something about Glastonbury apparently, like sort of in the, like older kind of.
Oh, I read a whole. I read like I forget what book it is. Mm. I read a whole thing about it, but I can't remember.
I don't know if it's got like some sort of...
It's got an interesting history.
Yeah, it's got an interesting history. Like, it's, you know, that whole, like, Stonehenge-y kind of, like, old Celtic sort of thing.
I mean that, but also, I mean, just in terms of the...
Oh, the actual festival. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, anyway, I've got...
that's all I got.
Heading over to America now from Glastonbury.
Get a plane?
Just get to the plane to the States. Careful not to get shot. And we've got... And you, I don't know if you've listened much to Billie Eilish. I like her, but I don't.
It's a real
duality. Have you heard anything by her?
Yeah, I watched. Okay, I watched when Tame Impala was playing at Coachella.
Mm.
Waiting for them to come on. She played before them.
Okay, right.
I kind of watched that, and like I gave it a good try.
But not, alas,
I don't know. I'm just like, okay, I can understand how it's different, yeah, and how it's making an impact.
Yeah.
But
not your cup of tea, huh?
Yeah.
That's fair. Look, I'll be honest, it's not really my cup of tea either. Yeah. I think some people can definitely... And in some ways, I think that maybe she's been bolstered up in that industry to sort of like... Because, you know, there's a lot of darkness in her, like, tone and stuff.
In her theme. She's got a theme going.
Yeah, she does, which is kind of cool as well, like, for someone. And she's
super, like, the alternative kind of Swift or something.
She's, like, the, like, negative, like, version of that. She's got things, like, she doesn't, you know... She wears, like, big baggy clothes because she doesn't want, like, people to, like, focus
she's
on
She's, like,
her.
Only 17
Yeah, she's 17.
Right?
And good on her, like, for not letting people, like, focus on her body and stuff.
Yeah.
But she actually... The news I had here was that she had, like, a directorial debut for one of her music videos.
Oh, really?
It was for a song called Zanny. So I guess it's, like, Xanax because it's with an X, A.
That is popular in the US.
Zannies, yeah. I don't know what the song's about, but...
And
the,
here.
What's that?
To be fair, and here.
Zannies, yeah. They're pretty popular. So apparently she made this video clip and it's a little bit fucked, as with most of her clips. It's like her sitting on like some like sterile like white bench in like a tiled room, and then like people come up and just start putting like their cigarettes out on her. Like, yeah, yeah. Adrian just did the biggest eye roll.
That was involuntary.
Hey man, the little kids love that shit.
So edgy,
man.
Because, like, you wouldn't normally do that.
Because, like, you know, that's how people really want to treat Billie Eilish. They just want to put their cigarettes out of her. They mistake her for an ashtray.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so that might be too judgy, but whatever.
I don't know. There's probably something to it. But, that was some news.
Radio.
All the hottest news.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well...
That's all I have.
That's a fucking short episode.
Woo!
I don't know.
Is there anything else?
I haven't really been into any gigs. I mean, I found a bunch of songs, but we're going to talk about that.
Oh, actually, there's one more thing I was going to say. I totally forgot, because I was meant to be at Subsonic this
next
weekend. That's right. Yeah, we're releasing the Fresh Press next week. But I was meant to be at Subsonic this weekend, but it got cancelled.
Yeah.
Due to the Australia being on fire. And there is, I think... Oh, actually, no. I was going to say there's some shows playing right now in Sydney, like as like a... Sorry, the festival didn't go ahead.
But this will be coming out on Monday.
Yes. So the shows have already played.
that's some real good news. Well, my news was 19 days after. At least your one
is. Mine's like, yeah, just a little bit expired, you know, so... That's okay. That's fine. But there will be another... Okay. But apparently, just keep an eye out. There will be Subsonic later on in the year. Once summer sort of finishes intense heat.
Well, I think... I don't know. Is there anything else? I mean, I think the lockout laws are being, like, repealed.
Yeah, in January.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, that was just really obvious. Too little too late, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the horses being bolted and sold to the, you know... developers, so
yeah, and all the, you know, exactly, like everywhere, like it's changed anyway now, like they've gotten basically what they want,
yeah, so now
development stronghold
back.
Oh, here you go.
Not King's Cross.
apparently King's Cross is not really going to be.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, Sydney sucks, I guess.
I don't know. Support the local, I don't know how.
Support the local with your money. Hey, the arts department's also been cut. Maybe we should quickly just mention that.
Yeah, they should stop cutting things, eh?
Well, they don't give a flying fuck.
No, well, yeah, it's all about them.
It's all about...
Oh, surplus.
Bottom fucking water. Oh, man. Yeah, anyway. It's a bit of grim news there to end.
Yeah, things. Yeah, yeah. We tried to keep going and then we just got on dour.
Oh, no. No arts department. Oh, dear.
Anyway, so it's gone good in Australia. It's just kind of on fire and being led by assholes, but other than that, all good. All right. Got nice and political there. That's what happens when you have nothing else to talk about. All right, this is probably the shortest episode we've ever had.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that's fine, bite-sized.
Yeah, it's bite-sized. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week we'll have probably a bit longer episode with some new tunes for you to listen to.
Definitely a bit longer, yeah.
I mean, but other than that, lovely old quick chat.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Get some music recommendations our way as well if you want us to review anything
like. That kind of stuff, yeah. Yeah. Podcasting.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.